Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Howdy and welcome. So glad you're here. We are still trying to get a hold of Brian Todd, the movie producer, and we will try to make that happen for you later. But let's dig in behind the scenes of this government shutdown. And they actually alluded to it in the news break just then. What the sticking point was, one of the main sticking points, was to continue the Obamacare subsidies. So let's just dig into what that actually is and what a complete, just abysmal failure that has been. So those were to expire this year. Their main excuse was, well, we can't let that happen. Oh, no. Obamacare subsidies got to keep going on. The premiums keep soaring and all the rest of it. Well, so here's our question. Should we be on the hook for paying ever more expensive Obamacare? Here's some facts. It is expected that Obamacare, let's call it one of the greatest misnomers in all of politics, the Affordable Care Act. What a joke. Okay, premiums are expected to go up by over $1,665. That's 20%, according to Paragon Health Institute. And they're expiring. Well, what is actually going away is the added cash the Democrats agreed to pay the insurance industry using your money during COVID. That's pretty much it. So here's the real drill under the surface of it all. All those COVID add-ons, forget the fact that COVID in and of itself was a complete lie and an attempt to completely take away our freedoms, which it did. Okay. Aside from that, taxpayers' share of those premiums went up 93% on average. So think of that. In fact, nearly half of the people enrolled in Obamacare, it was 100%. Well, you take away all of the fluff, and taxpayers will foot only 80% of the Obamacare bill. That is more than the 68% than we were paying in 2014, however. So, premiums have tripled from pre-Obamacare levels of $3,200 to nearly $10,000 on average. So remember this. Who was it that set December 31st as the expiration date for COVID-era boosts? It was the Democrats, right? So now they want to make them permanent at a cost of nearly $500 billion to Americans. Okay, so who actually has benefited from this other than the politicians who are paid God only knows what by the insurance lobbying. And I will tell you, it's the insurance companies. Health insurance, it's unbelievable. Do you know health insurance stocks have gone up 1,000% since Obamacare was passed? So they're basically getting somewhere around $1 trillion per year in federal subsidies. That's taxpayer. That's your money. It's being redistributed to whom? Well, among others, hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens. So insurers gave 5 times more to Kamala Harris than they did to Trump. Why would that be? I wonder. So the Democrats in Congress, it's just like a mafia deal. Hey, you do me a favor, rub my back, I'll rub you. Capiche? Well, that's what's happening here. So these were supposed to be temporary, remember, COVID-era enhanced subsidies that the Democrats and the insurance companies, their benefactors, cooked up at your cost and my cost. I only wish the patronage stopped there. It doesn't. Because, of course, this year they are going to hike Obamacare premiums again by 26%. Even though overall health care costs are going up by 6%. Well, now, wait a minute. Even I can do a little math. That something's not working there, right? That would be enough. But if you want to really blame this shutdown on somebody, how about blaming it on the Dems and the health insurance companies who are feeding them all this money? The effect of supporting Democrats on these shutdown goals. Think of what that did. So we know this for a fact because federal auditors found out that Medicare Advantage overbilling, for example, was $1 trillion over the last 10 years. So there's fraud. Then the Wall Street Journal reported that United Healthcare was the biggest Obamacare insurer. They paid $9 billion to AARP. Why? So that the AARP, which is a liberal, useless, right? If you're a member of AARP, don't send them any more money, please. But anyway, so they raised premiums, cut benefits. They're facing federal investigations for overbilling Medicare. A lot of these people are because, well, people don't believe it. So backing a government shutdown to get $400 billion for the insurance company, that is the wrong approach. And I would like to also remind you that we had an assassin kill the head of United Health Insurance Company. He's become a hero. I understand the anger and the angst that people feel against health insurance companies. That's a valid thing. What isn't a valid thing is going out and murdering somebody about it. So what just happened with ending the shutdown is for the first time going to give us an opportunity to shed light on what is the real working mechanism behind all of this. And if ever we needed to get health insurance right for people, it's now. And I think this is a wonderful thing. So we will see where it all leads, but my prayer is that this attempt that's underway by portions of the Democratic Party, the liberal Marxist part of them, is going to become so obviously corrupt that instead of a midterms where the Democrats have a prayer, what happens between now and then is going to make it so clear and obvious that the Democrats don't have even the beginning of a clue nor an answer to how to fix this mess that they created with the Obamacare subsidies during COVID, along with, of course, all of the other horrible things they created during the COVID mess. So there you have that. Well, at any rate, there is more to come. We're still trying to see if we can get a hold of Brian Todd and get him on for you. I'm Tony Dale, sitting in for Tara Servatius, and we'll get to some of your texts after this.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Howdy and welcome back. So glad you're here. And since they just talked about the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, and we have a bunch on there today, let's go to some of those. And I like this one in particular. First, let's do this one. Tony, 3 of the largest pharmacy benefit managers are owned by Pfizer, Aetna, and United Healthcare. These are blood-sucking middlemen. And the CEOs of those companies had dinner with Trump at Mar-a-Lago. This was months ago. And what do you think was discussed? Well, he's a negotiator. I would like to think that one of the things that he told them is, we got to do away with Obamacare. He's made this comment many times. So that just the fact that he had dinner with him doesn't mean that he's necessarily knuckling under. I like this one in particular, this next text. If it weren't for Lindsey Graham's best friend, John McCain, we wouldn't be in this predicament with the Unaffordable Care Act. 6 times in a row, McCain voted to repeal Obamacare. Even there wasn't a snowball's chance. And then, when he could have voted to repeal it, out of sheer vindictiveness against Trump, he voted to keep it, making a spectacle of himself with his thumbs-down gesture. He's right about this. And Lindsey Graham, one of the most hopeful things I think happening right now is I really think there is a chance that in this upcoming primary, Lindsey could get taken down. I know he has millions and millions of dollars of lobbyist money behind him. But I would hope that enough South Carolinians have seen who this clown really is to vote him out of there. And we got some Mark Lynch, among others, running, who are really good people. I think several of them are good people. We interviewed him on our show, and it's like anybody but Lindsey will be fine for me. Okay, let's get to some more of these texts here. Tony, If you use artificial intelligence, you will find out that BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, Bank of America hold the majority of shares in 10 of the top American health insurance companies managing the Affordable Care Act. They have pulled billions out, especially over the last 4 years. You really don't have controlling interest in JBS, the fourth largest beef producer, because it's a Japanese company, or different, it's a different tech, sorry. But if you use artificial intelligence, you'll find out that that is a fact. That is true. Here's another one. Tony, three of the largest pharmacy benefit managers are owned by Pfizer. I read that one. Okay, what is the common thread here? In all of those texts and in much of our conversation today, it is the control and the wealth of a handful of people. I've come to call the world we're living in now neo-feudalism. And neo-feudalism essentially is when a handful of people own everything, and the rest of the people are what they used to call serfs and work on the plantation, sort of. That is where we've been heading for a very long time. One of the reasons that Arctic frost and Russiagate and all these other things happened was because those very powerful people, those handful of globalists and uber wealthy money managers and so forth, knew that Donald Trump was going to upset the apple cart and the gravy train that they'd been enjoying so very, very long. And that opposition has been horrible and vociferous for a very long time. Maybe we'll talk about that in a moment. But this person brought up AI, and there was so much talk about AI and how this is going to change everything. And it is, believe me. Last week's, when I was filling for Tara, we talked to James Chesser, who's an AI developer, about this subject. But you might find this interesting in light of what's going on. So they did a survey to find out how Americans actually want AI to support them. What is it they want to get from AI? And yes, it's going to change our lives. It's going to cost people jobs, all that. But essentially, people are searching the web differently. And they're relying on AI for a lot of different things. So here is a look from Statista as where people are using AI. In other words, what is the most popular use of the thing? The number one is using it as a personal assistant. So a lot of people are doing that. This is baked into smartphones. You can aggregate information. Various apps can give you a very effective way to have a personal assistant, to schedule, to remind you, to this sort of thing. And another way is automating everyday tasks. One of the things that surprised me is 25% of the people use AI for tips on health or wellness. Another is to create or edit content. This fellow... Brian Todd, that unfortunately somehow that didn't work out today, is a master of, we were going to talk about, maybe we'll have him on another time, about how AI is dramatically changing Hollywood as well as the ideology. And then this is an interesting one. And as somewhat of a technosaurus myself, I have on this one, this is good. 22% say, I don't want AI to support my life. So I think there are a fair few of those. Hey, let's go to the phone lines. We have Barbara calling in from Greer. Barbara, you are looking good, girl.
Thank you. You too. And it's great to hear you. Yes, I call myself a digital dinosaur as well. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Now, I want to go back to your remark about Lindsey Graham running against March Lynch. Do you think that as long as we don't have closed voting, that Lindsey Graham won't get elected every time? That's who supports?
I think you nailed it. We have got to get closed primaries. That is the most insane thing, because you're right. That is exactly how he's been able to stay in office. Very apt comment. Do you think we're going to get it is the question.
I don't know. We've only been working on it about 30 years, so why not?
Yeah. Well, some of at least I have hope that that is going to be an issue that's going to be. I know Lee Bright is going to be talking about that.
Good. Yes.
And Diane Mitchell, I know for a fact because I've heard her speak, that is one of her prime things that she's for. So we'll see about
it. If they can get through the rhino wall, maybe there is hope. No, I never lose hope because I know God's in charge.
Well, amen, sister.
Great show as always.
Thank you, darling. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Here's the thing. While there are people going to get degrees still, I would point out to you, it is time to ditch a degree. If you want any hope of not falling prey to the layoffs that AI are going to create, get a job in the building trades. Become a technician, a technologist. Learn how to fix things. Hands-on. The AI can create, but they can't maintain things. And there's always going to be need for technicians, openings for engineering level stuff, maintenance, inspection, welders, builders. I have one of my closest friends has a custom home building company, Highland Homes, up in Tryon. And we were talking about this. He said, man, we need young people to learn the building trades. So if you have a child or a grandchild and you see what's coming with AI, right now, forget about putting money away for college. Unless maybe it's an engineering or STEM degree, and let them go to trade school and learn a trade. I think that this is a very, very important and big deal. Well, anyway, when we come back, another thought on the fragility of the age that we're living in. Tony Dale sitting in for Tara Gervaisers.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, howdy and welcome back. Let us start this little segment with a thought that you may not have considered. So in an earlier segment, I was talking about my opinion that we have already entered the early stages of World War III. And this war is not going to be fought the way conventional war has been fought in the past. It is being fought now through cyber warfare, through psyops, through control of people's opinions and ideas, through propaganda, through the press, through films, through the computer, through AI, and by creating discord, confusion, financial difficulties within countries. I think that is essentially what has been underway for some time. So Jeffrey Tucker is one of my favorite commentators and opinion writers. And we were talking about earlier in the show about AI. And yes, AI is it's as big a deal as the invention of the car, I think, in the long run. It's going to be a huge deal. Could be. And we are in a war right now with China over AI. My friend James Chesler, who's the AI developer, I've had him interviewed him a couple of times. He was on Tara's show when I filled in last week. But one of his main concerns is that whoever wins the AI war is going to control the world, basically. And it's China and ourselves who are fighting this battle. Why it is so important that we do stay ahead of them in that. That being said, however, Jeffrey Tucker made an interesting point about just how fragile everything is in this digital age. Because now, if we have an outage, it's not just an inconvenience, it's catastrophic. So think about this for a second. Out of nowhere, we could have everything just stop. Everything we're used to just stop until power is restored. That just this week, the Department of War came out and said that China is in a position to take down our power grid right now. So everything about the digital age we live in is about things work great right up until they don't. And neither you nor I knows how to fix it if it breaks. I'm speaking from personal experience. As I said, I'm a technosaurus. If something goes wrong on my computer, I have difficulty with it. So what? That means we just sit and wait for some administrator or somebody off down the road until the machines get fixed or the codes are fixed or something's rebooted. This is a tremendous vulnerability that we have in the age we're living in. Think of it. Our entire civilization has so embraced and absorbed this technology, like it's some, oh, look at this wonderful new site. Give me a new phone. Oh, cool. And it seemed like a great idea, and it is a great idea. It's been a great convenience. I got a computer open right in front of me here. But there have been some very neglected basic principles of engineering here, the first of which is redundancy. When something goes wrong, you better have a plan B. Well, in principle, at least, all of these code architects, they know this. But the fact is, in practice, in the world of computing, that is mostly a neglected feature in the digital age. Now, think about it. Think about how dependent we become on this. Well, here's the main problem. The people most affected by the breakage are the very ones who are powerless to do anything about it, like you and me. We are completely at the mercy of the digital masters. So now let's add in artificial intelligence. All this is doing is ramping it up, because now the digital masters themselves are machines that no one completely understands. And what happens? Here's your question. So we buy into AI. We're going to go full tilt boogie on that one. What happens when AI starts to break? Are we going to rue the day that we put all of our faith in this? It goes back to my earlier point about those who can fix things. Do you want to live in a world where no one can fix anything? Because keep in mind, these digital systems control your ability just to open your front door in cases, right? Or start your car or heat your home or how you access your money. Well, that is a terrifying reality if things can just stop, which they can. And increasingly, think of this. More and more, this world we're living in, it's not even possible to navigate the world around you without a cell phone. That is how dependent we have been on that. GPS. Most people couldn't tell you how to get anywhere if they didn't have GPS. I can still remember. I still have a map in my car, by the way. I do. I got a roadmap. So there are plenty of experts, engineers, and people at universities that are shouting this and are very concerned about this, but it doesn't seem anyone is listening. So it leads to the obvious question then. What exactly might we do about this? Well, as consumers, we, of course, could pay more attention to preparing for the worst by reducing at least as much as possible our reliance on these digits. And how might that be done? We have a thing at Common Sense Retirement Planning, we talk about it, the 5 G's. I really believe this. The things you need to survive a potential collapse of things. And here they are. G number one is God. You had better get your face squared away, my friend, because this is temporary down here. You get that right, and that's the foundation. Number two, grub. You better have some food and water put away. You better. Just as Helene taught us, if you haven't done just that, then you are in very great danger if things go awry. Number three, you better have guns. Because when things go awry, they say that most people are only 9 missed meals away from violence. You better be able to protect your family. You better be able to protect your food and your stuff. Number four is gold. I don't mean just physical gold, although that's a good thing to have. But that's your financial house squared away in that you're not vulnerable. And that covers a wide area we don't have time to get into. And the number 5G is guts. Honestly, with what I personally believe is coming, I think we are heading into some very stormy weather. I've studied history. I've read many books about the cycles of history, the fourth turning. We are in a fourth turning. Go read the book. And essentially what happens in fourth turnings are civil wars, difficult times. Now, that's not a rosy thing to think about, but forewarned is forearmed, and those who fail to prepare are going to fail. Simple as that, on every level. And so on that otherwise cheery note, we will take a break. I will get to some of your texts on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line in the next segment. I'm Tony Dale, filling in for Tara Servatius, who you'll be happy to hear will be back tomorrow. Well, howdy. Welcome back. I'm so excited. We actually have a caller. I come from the old days when before texting, and that's all you had was callers. And it was so much fun. You had actual conversations with people, which I'm going to do right now with Dale and Taylor's. Dale, by the way, what a great name you have.
Well, thank you. I agree. <That's> my... Yeah. Well, the reason I'm calling is because I'm about this little AI thing right here. I just asked a question.
Yes.
Bernie Sanders came up sometime in 1970.
Oh, you're breaking up, Dale. Did we lose him? Well, dang it. I was that close to having a conversation. Dale, if you're listening, call back. Maybe you'll get a better signal. Oh, is this a perfect example of the fragility point I just made? Huh? How about it? Let's go to the text, because here's a point this guy makes on the text line. Same point. Tony, when the power goes out, AI goes down, the humans who go to work, it is only as good as the programmer. That is a very good point. And Tony, stop it. You're sounding like Clive Lewis in Ground Zero. AI, as any other technological discovery or science, can be used for good or bad. Well, of course. and where is this one? Oh, I found one that was. Oh, here we go. This guy doesn't like me. That's what, you wouldn't be the first, by the way. I tend to think that AI is simply the combined opinions of the most stupid and malicious people with internet access, like you. I also carry paper maps. Well, maybe it's like you too, dude. Oh, this is brilliant. Brilliant texter. I had the 5 G's. He said, Tony, you need the 4 B's. Beans, bullets, Band-Aids, and Bible. I put Bible first, but I got to add that to the 5 G's. That's pretty good. Let's see here. Here's another one. I believe the China threat is from code embedded in technology purchased from China. I completely concur. They've proven this. In the solar panels, they have found embedded technology in solar panels, which are what? Connected to the power grid, for crying in the soup. Anyway, he goes on to say, if a terrorism foreign agent wanted to attack us, they could hit us in multiple places. Our security is poor. AI is built with algorithms. If there is an error, the programming is corrected. The concern should be about, lost it there. Sorry. Here's a good question. Are you safer with automated cars and planes? No, I do not think we are. Oh, Lord, let's see here. I wasn't calling you stupid. I was saying I carry paper maps like you. Okay, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. Oh, and here's his phone will not make outside calls. Okay, well, I'm sorry. I appreciate the effort, Dale, nonetheless. But here's a good point that connects to what I was saying. Tony, when the power goes out, AI goes down, then it's humans who go to work. It's only as good as the programmer. Yeah, I want to point here that's an interesting aside to all this. That one of the things that is underway in the building out these giant AI facilities is the need for power. We are going to need 56 terawatts of new power. I believe that's it. Tremendous. And what is happening is there's this new approach to building smaller nuclear sized units that can send all the power needed to one of these big AI computation centers. And there are companies, in fact, we're investing some of that stuff at Common Sense Retirement Planning. And President Trump this week came out and said that the government is going to throw money at it as well. So that is a good thing for a couple of reasons. One, it gives some complete disconnection from the power grid itself, if you can generate power there. That's a good thing. Secondly, it means that we're not going to pay ever higher power bills because Duke Energy or whatever power company is supplying the energy, because that's happening now. So that is all of interest as well. Well, shoot, look at that. Who knew? This has been the fastest 4 hours of my entire week this week. Hey, I have had so much fun getting to hang out with you guys and fill in for Tara. The good news is Tara will be back tomorrow. And, of course, you can always listen to Philip Allen and myself on Common Sense Talk at 10 on Saturday, 8 in the morning on Sunday, and 4 to 6 on Sunday afternoon. We have a podcast. Go to csrp.info. You can listen to that. But let me just leave you with this last thought. In the end, if you got your faith squared away, man, we're strangers in a strange land. We're just passing through. And I'll leave you with this. Why should I be afraid? What can man do to me? If you have that perspective, doesn't matter what happens. You can be just fine. God bless you. Talk to you later.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.